Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Don't you just love that feeling of the headphones hugging your ears? You know that you're about to sit down and have 30 minutes of lovely chat with your good old buddy.
That is true. Before we kick off the podcast, we have to. We saw something terrible in the news. Jamal Edwards.
I know, man. It's fucking awful.
Passed away this week.
So sad.
Really, I mean,
fucking sad.
Yeah, one of the sort of leaders in.
Yeah, I mean, he did so much for the seniors, and also such a lovely guy.
Yeah, amazing dude.
Proper lovely guy. Yeah, that was a real shock seeing that last night.
Yeah. So to his family, to his friends, to everyone who knew him. We're sending you love and prayers.
Yeah, sending big love.
Got to do that. Buddy.
Yeah.
Eunice.
Ah, my good old pal Eunice.
Eunice.
She's been blowing me.
How do they pick?
She has been blowing me all weekend.
How do they pick the names? Who picks the names? Eunice.
Someone that's got like an annoying aunt.
Well, Eunice? Yeah. Why would you pick Eunice out of
Auntie, that? Auntie Eunice. She's the type of aunt that turns up to the wedding hammered. She turns up hammered. Yeah. Yeah. She doesn't get hammered there. She turns up hammered. She's up for blowing. I nearly got blown.
Yeah, I bet you did, big guy.
Into next week. It's actually been quite savage. Did you see the O2 had its roof ripped off?
Yeah, I saw that.
Like the last time I DJ'd there.
I know you were gonna
roof came right off that place, mate.
Sorry, what accent was that?
That's just a little snippet of what you've got coming.
What was that? Yeah, what was that accent?
I don't know. But anyway, yeah, quite scary. Mm-hmm. And for me, you know, avid environmentalist, I'm immediately thinking, shit, is this the beginning?
Of what?
Of more extreme weather. Trees and roofs are getting ripped off.
Yeah, I know.
People are flying around the place.
No one's flying anywhere.
Well,
no one's flying
people
anywhere.
People did. I saw it on videos on the internet.
I saw one person. And if you're listening to this, I apologize. They just they had just walked out of Zara with loads of bags.
Serves them right.
With loads of bags of clothes. They literally walk out the shop and all the bags just explode. All the clothes fly away.
Get down to Zara. It's a bargain sale. Our prices are explosive.
All the clothes go. And you saw and you saw her in her mind. She didn't know who to go after. Didn't know which one to go after. Do I go after the blouse or the skirt? What do I? So she just ran after the jacket.
She's suddenly wearing a completely new outfit.
What would be even funnier is if her clothes blew off and they stayed in the bags.
Yeah, well, that's what's been going on. Did you see the video I put up on my socials of this guy that goes outside? I think obviously aware that it's quite windy and he's got like one of those kind of bit shitty marquees that he's put up in his back garden. Yeah. He goes in, I think, to sort of tie it down, and as he goes in, the wind picks up, flips him and the marquee into the next door neighbor's garden. He just like properly flips over. It was really, really good.
No,
really
the best good. One I've seen of Eunice just taking people down was this girl.
It's not all fun and laugh about it.
There's been some terrible things, and people, you know, there's been lots of things. So, but this is, we're just making light of some funny situations.
Yeah,
there was, look at us trying to cover our backs. There was this one time where this lady was trying to, she's trying to put a cover over a greenhouse. And the wind picked up and took it into. And she, oh,
no. For everyone that.
I just chipped my tooth. Everyone, I actually just chipped it.
For yes. Yes, I'm so happy. For everyone that can't see what just happened,
oh my God.
Jamie was trying
to
Jamie was trying to explain and hit the microphone into his
tooth. Look at my tooth. Hold on. Look at my tooth. Look at that.
Oh no, he's chipped his tooth. His fake pearly whites finally
chipped my tooth.
Dented. Anyway, so she gets what? Oh, you're not going to stop going on about that all fucking week now.
Well, get over it. Okay, anyway. She got what happened there. The cover flies into her and it wraps her up. So she becomes the cover and she can't do it. She just has to lie on the ground.
Have you had a good weekend? Have you enjoyed yourself this weekend?
Do you know what? I haven't had a great
enjoying
weekend.
Enjoying other people's demise. I've had a terrible start to the week, actually.
What happened?
Really bad. Woken up with a spot on the inside of my nose. One of the most painful things in the world.
That is the rankest thing I've ever
have
heard.
You not had that before? You can't actually feel it, but it's so tender.
Well, from what? What have you got?
I don't know. It just happens. You wake up and you've got a spot. You never had that?
Never.
You must have had a spot. Come on, someone else has had a spot on the inside of their nose and it really hurts.
You've had them a few times, have you?
No, well, probably this is my third.
Okay.
This week. No, I have them once every now and again. It's so painful.
Well, I think, listen, I'm going to be honest. This podcast is about being honest. And also we have to say hello, listeners. January, February, I've been feeling a bit anxious recently.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit.
Why is that?
Don't know. Well, I think I do know.
Wedding,
potentially. I don't know. I think January and February, I don't know this because I haven't been diagnosed with this, but I think that I'm very seasonal. Like summer really makes me feel much better. So when I've had a lot of winter, which I had a week where I had some sun, but you know, from September to like now, we pretty much see winter.
I'm the exact same.
Yeah. And so I feel,
they call it SAD, seasonal affective.
Disorder.
Affective disorder.
Yeah, so I've been feeling a bit anxious. I think also a lot of people who listen to the podcast will be relating to that. So to the point where like I overthink stuff like...
Wow.
And we got to make fun of it. Otherwise, if we can sit here and go, oh God, I feel anxious and stuff like that. So yesterday, I have my little inner voice that talks to me, right?
What does he sound like?
He went, oi. Oi. Right, I went, hello?
So he's from the 1800s. And
he went, oh, my chipped tooth. He went,
you're never going to get a girlfriend ever again. Look at you.
He went, Sophie doesn't love you.
Oh, God.
And I went, what?
He sounds horrible.
Yeah, and I went, what? She went, she doesn't love you. So then what I did is I went over, I tested the inner voice, went, you're lying. So I went over and hugged Sophie randomly. She went, oh, get off. And the voice went, told you.
Oh my God. Sounds fucking terrifying.
Yeah, it was. It's this inner voice. Do you not get it? Where it like, it really...
I definitely have an inner voice. I've got very good at combating it with another inner voice.
Which is
that,
alcohol.
That comes back and says, no, fuck off.
But I think I think a lot of people can relate to it, especially at this time of year.
Yeah. I think I
know anxiety's high.
What the real the real root of yours is.
What?
Well, you probably haven't heard what everyone's been saying about you.
No, don't say things like that.
Especially,
why would you say things like that?
I mean, you've probably caught wind of it a little bit, but
stop
I'm
saying.
Joking.
I had this thing the other week. Okay,
I don't agree with them. I think you're all right.
Shut up! I messaged this guy the other week, last week, who I haven't spoken to in probably 7 years. I haven't spoken to this guy in about 7 years, maybe 6 years. But I messaged him because something popped up on my like timeline and Facebook. I'll message him. And he didn't reply. And I went, and in my head, I went, what have I done to him? I've obviously upset him. I haven't spoken to him in 7 years. Obviously, I'm a stranger to him now. So why would he reply?
And is this the voice doing this again?
Yeah, but also I got diagnosed with this as a kid.
Diagnosed with what?
I'll tell you now. And I see my therapist, right? Who I speak to. Shout out to my therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, she said to me, by the way, have you ever been diagnosed with ADD? And I said, yeah, as a kid, I was diagnosed with ADD. Mm-hmm. Attention deficit disorder or attention deficit disorder, yeah. Or ADHD is attention deficit hyper disorder. I mean,
you clearly couldn't even pay attention when she was saying the actual word.
Okay.
Attention.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it's
attention. Shut up. But so I have ADD, and she then sent me this thing. After, mm-hmm. So to all the people who think they have ADD out there who can't really concentrate in school or whatever it is, I got 25 things about things to love about ADD. You're just checking your phone as I'm about to read you this.
I also have been diagnosed with not giving a shit about what you say. No, I'm in.
Okay, 25 things to love about ADD. Insomnia makes more time to stay up and surf the net.
Sorry, this can't be a good thing.
Okay, the drive of hyper-focus, true.
Nice.
Resiliency, 100%. A sparkling personality. Generosity with money, time, and resources. Ingenuity. Don't know how to read.
A firm grasp on the English language.
A strong sense of what is fair, true. Willingness to take risks. Making far-reaching analogies that no one else understands.
Okay. Can I just, do you say there's 25 points on a thing about ADD? Mm-hmm. I don't think people are going to get past five.
What do you mean?
You know, just my mind's already drifting.
Well, it's just nice. I'll tell you, I'll go through it. Spontaneity, a Ferrari brain, Chevy brakes, being funny, romantic, being a good conversationalist, honestly believing that anything is possible, rarely being satisfied, compassion, persistence, joining the ranks of artists, musicians, entrepreneurs, and other creative types, always being there to provide a different perspective, willingness to fight for what they believe in, excellence in motivating others, being highly organized, punctual, and generally responsible. Okay, so I lied on the last one. That's what they said.
Who wrote that? I mean, it doesn't sound like it's come from some scientific journal.
I got sent it.
All right. Nice.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We did I had to do a photo shoot last week.
You always do photo shoots. Don't make it out like it's not like it's something new.
I did the last photo shoot I did.
What was it for?
the last photo shoot I did.
What?
Was last year when I just came, we'd just come out of lockdown.
Yeah.
And I did a photo shoot. And I had put on some timber.
Nice. I had as well, actually. Whoa.
I had put on some timber. I got the shots back. And honestly, I was like, I just look terrible.
Sorry, what lens were you using? It's a fisheye.
Shocking. I also was wearing a brown shirt in one of the... Who wears a brown shirt? Wearing a brown shirt in one of the shots.
A brown shirt. I think it can work.
Anyway, Sophie and I had a photo shoot last week because we're doing this thing together.
I think I saw this.
Yeah, stay tuned, everyone.
Yeah.
But we did a photo shoot, and we had one of the biggest arguments we'd ever had 5 minutes before the photo shoot.
Perfect.
So
what was it
to
about?
The point where I stopped the scooter and she was in the back, and I went, "Get off. And she went, fine, I will. And I went, no, because you'll be late. Get on. And then we had to drive.
There's nothing better, okay? I remember back in the past, if you're having an argument and you were the one driving, and so you have so much power because you can stop the car and go, get out.
Yeah.
Get out the car. And you're literally in the middle of nowhere. And they're like, but I can't get out here. I'm like, well, I win then. It's so bad.
Get out the car, take this tent and this gun, and survive by yourself.
Sorry. Are you going out with Bear Grylls? What the fuck are you talking about?
Bear Grylls wouldn't need a gun.
Why not?
He has his bare hands.
Bear's bare hand. Ooh, yeah, bear, you're not wearing gloves, are you?
And we had the biggest fight in
what,
the world.
What was the fight about?
Weddings. I think, honestly, truly, I think
weddings.
I think my anxiety hasn't been so good because of a lot of things. And I think when my anxiety goes high, men typically release things with anger, because the only way that I can sort of get it out there is like through. So I think I think I was causing arguments with her and I was being unfair and stuff like that. And so probably most likely my fault.
Also, sorry, just the picture of you, because I know how stupid you look on your scooter with that helmet on a little...
And my Disney jacket.
A little red Vespa, having like a savage argument. Like you're on a chopper, like, get off, babe. This is your stop.
Also in like Queensway, Notting Hill. Bayswater, get off.
You're in bandit country now. You're never going to make it out alive.
You're in bandit country. Wearing my Disney jacket. Anyway.
You love that jacket.
I love that jacket. We had an argument. Big one. Huge one. And then we had to do a photo shoot. And I paid for the photographer. All these different things, because it's for this thing we're doing together, which we will announce soon. So can't really say at the moment.
God, no. You can't announce it now.
Can't announce it now. Don't worry. So can't excited. Announce it now. Can't do it. Not that. But the photographer's there. We took six shots. We took six photos.
That's all.
That's all. Because we honestly couldn't be next to each other, because we couldn't be next to each other because we hated each other so much. And I went, oh, we probably got it after six shots.
The photographer's probably like, sorry, what's this for again? Is it, it's not to do with marriage or anything, is it? This is a divorce show.
We had to do six shots. And then I sent one of the six shots to Sam, our producer. Sam replied with like all the things. Can Sophie do this? Can you do this? And I went, I just replied saying, too late.
Too late. She's dead. Too late. I'm in prison.
Too late. And we had gone. So we paid for a day's photographer and he took six shots.
He's probably actually quite delighted. He's like,
So when you all get to see the title picture of what we're doing, which I can't say now.
I'm guessing it's to do with marriage, right?
It's to do with marriage,
which actually, in context, is really fucking funny, because you're miserable as fuck.
We were really pretty miserable, actually. Yeah. So it's quite. At least it's a funny thing.
Yeah. I mean, all I've heard every bonus ep is how much you're loving. How much you're really enjoying this whole process, and it seems to not be causing any friction between you guys, and you're more in love than ever.
We are. Listen, I love that girl more than. I would honestly kill someone with my bare hands. Sounded awful. I would kill someone with Bear Grylls' hands.
That's the true sign of love right there. Yeah. I would rip someone's head off. I love you, babe.
No, I really do. I couldn't. I don't know if you saw this on my Instagram, ladies and gentlemen, but I decided to prank call Alex Mitton.
You are honestly like a new age Johnny Knoxville. The stuff you know is so rad. Whoa. Okay, you are so, one crazy
all right,
cat.
You were the idiot who fell for it. Oh, Henry, blah, blah, blah. That's what you like.
You thought I fell for it. You listen to the way that
Okay,
I
well, let's
it.
Play it first.
Play it.
You big old boffin. Boffin?
Yeah, that's a compliment.
Okay. All right, here it is. This is me prank calling Alex Mitton.
From Kensington in Chelsea Prison for inmate Jamie Lawing. Say yes if you would like to accept the call.
Yes.
Mitty?
Hey, dear.
Oh, my God, man.
I finally caught you.
Mate, it's not good.
I mean, which one of the charges are you in prison?
Dude, it's really not funny. It's completely screwed. Can you just come down to Belgravia and get me out? I need someone to come bail me out. And I'll tell you all when you get there.
Oh, wait, so what's actually happened?
I can't say on the phone, but can you just come do it? Can you just come and get me from Belgravia prison?
I can't work out if this is a prank or if this is actually real life.
Yeah. Okay, so tell me your thoughts. What was going through your head?
So first of all, immediately I thought this is a prank. Because as a man who knows his prisons,
have you
there's no Kensington and Chelsea prison as far as I know.
Have you ever been into a prison?
No, I've never been incarcerated. Can't hold me down, baby.
What can't hold you down?
Have you seen Catch Me If You Can?
Yeah.
In fact, I think he got done, didn't
he? He got caught in the end.
Yes, but now he works for the FBI.
None of that makes sense.
It was a thought process and I realised I fucked up. Anyway.
And then your way out was, oh, then he worked for the FBI. Okay, continue.
Yes. So immediately when I heard that thing, I was like, okay, because I think they do an automated thing when they phone?
I don't know.
Anyway, I then thought, why would you phone me? You know, why would you phone a known crim to come? Why would you phone me? I'm the least responsible guy to come bail you out. Also, we're not in the States. You can't go down and bail someone out. It doesn't work like that. Come down with my big bag of dollars and get my buddy out.
I tried to with one of my friends.
Did you? How'd that go?
They told me to just go away and I went, oh, but I can bail him out.
I've got loads of cash. And then as it went on, I was like, oh, okay, maybe, you know, what if this is being recorded? Maybe I should start being a bit serious. And am I? I wasn't going to come down.
What? No, at any point, do you think it was serious?
There was a brief flash.
Okay, well, listen, what I thought we should try and do on the podcast, because it'd be quite good fun, is we should try and play the same prank on my mum and see if it works. So should we give that a go?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to phone my mum.
Your poor mother. God, what you put her through. Shall I do some sort of prison sounds in the background?
Hello, help on.
Hello, this is a call from Kensington and Chelsea Prison from inmate Jamie Lawing. Please say yes if you'd like to accept the call.
Yes.
Hello?
You're not in prison.
No, I am.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No, you always prank me.
I honestly wish this was a prank this time.
Why are you in prison?
Well, I don't know. They apparently I didn't pay my council tax on time.
No, Jamie, stop it. You're pranking me. I know you are.
Was there not part of you that thought I was in prison?
Of course you're not in prison for council tax.
Well, I didn't know what to say. I freaked out.
Do you know what you need to say to me? So, Mummy, I strangled Sophie last night.
That
would be
more
realistic. That would be
real. Oh, okay. Well, what would you do if I was in prison?
If you were in prison?
Rejoice.
Well, I'd come and visit you and bring you shepherd's pie because you like that.
Yeah, that's going to go down well in prison. You're not going to get beaten the shit out after that.
You were a complete plonker.
So you would bring me shepherd's pie in Tupperware that I was showing to my cellmate, and then what would happen next? They'd use that as lube on me.
Your cellmate would be buggering you, so you're stuffed anyway.
You said he'd be stuffed anyway.
Right. Okay, love you, Mama.
Oh my
God.
Oh, God damn it.
Imagine the look on the inmate's face. She comes in, darling, I've got your shepherd's pie.
My mum said it wouldn't matter because you'd be buggered anyway.
I think she said you'd be stuffed. You wouldn't be hungry because you'd be stuffed. Fucking hell. You'd honestly last 5 seconds in prison, I reckon.
What from?
not sexually.
You'd only last 5 seconds.
Yeah. Oh God! Are you happy with your little pranks?
Oh, I love it! I love it. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are very excited because this Friday we have Roxy Nafuzi on the podcast. Roxy is a great friend of ours. I've known her since I was about 15 years old. She has written a book called Manifest. Which is all about manifesting. If you don't know what manifesting is, it's a way of life. It's a way to really put it into your own life, to really start believing in yourself and believing good things are coming your way. She truly believes it. She manifested her book to be written, to be published, and to be in the top 10 Times bestseller. She's been in the top five for about 5 weeks now. She's an incredible person. She's on this Friday. You're going to love it. It's a great episode. I truly believe in manifestation. When I was a kid, this is not no word of a lie. When a kid, I was scared of the dark. My brother used to tell me stories of Jamie and Sweet World to help me fall asleep at night. So I had this world made of sweets I used to love. Growing up, I wanted a world made of sweets because I wasn't allowed them because I had ADD. So my parents didn't allow me to have sugar. So I constantly fascinated and wanted this world made of sweets.
Were you diagnosed with ADD at this point?
Yeah, well, as a kid, I was a nightmare. And then I now have a sweet shop because all I ever wanted growing up was a world made of sweets. I honestly manifested it. I'm not even kidding.
Your marketing PR team ever wrote that story?
It is
top notch. And the fact you remember it so well.
I swear to God that. Shall I phone my brother now?
No.
Oh, well, shall I phone my brother now?
No, we've had enough of phoning your bloody family.
Jesus Christ.
They must hate you.
All right, everybody. Enjoy it. Roxy Nafuzi this Friday. Remember to slide into our DMs at Private Podcast if you want to get in touch. We want to hear from you. Any questions at all? Confessions, stories, manifestation stories, anything at all? Any questions for us? Any questions for Alex? Please let us know. Have a great day. Have a great Wednesday. Don't chip your tooth. Be afraid of Eunice. Good luck. Goodbye. See you Friday.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.